Hey guys, Maria Menounos here. Before your favorite AfterBuzz TV after show begins, I'm so excited to tell you that my new cookbook is out. It's called The Every Girl's Guide to Cooking. It's the quickest, fastest, easiest, most amazing recipes for kitchen newbies and chefs alike. Please check out MariaMenounos.com for more info. Buzz you later.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans. Producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows. Interviewing celebrities and showrunners. And bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Boy, that shit burn your
ass. What song are you doing?
What up, AfterBuzz? It's your boy DJ Jesse J here in studio for the Real Housewives of Atlanta AfterBuzz TV After Show. I'm joined by my favorite ladies in the world. Courtney Stewart.
What's up, y'all?
Miss Pink English.
Hello, lovers.
What was that karate?
We were both like, what do we do?
I don't know how to...
I don't know how to coach.
All right.
Oh, she obviously knows.
No, that's the Beyonce karate.
Oh, okay.
Hey, everybody.
So we're playing this song because Mr. President, a.k.a. one of the two most adorable children in the world, doesn't want to do karate no more.
No more.
No.
He's done. He's tired.
No more karate.
So we saw Phaedra. She met up with her Jewish divorce lawyer.
Yes.
Who came over to basically tell her that Apollo's moving over to Fort Nix.
Yes.
It's much more family friendly.
Fort Dix.
It's family
Fort
friendly. Faith, now I watch this with
There's
someone.
No bars.
There's yeah. no bars.
She said, well, it was weird. Phaedra said, it looks like a church up front. No, like, what church?
I was like, oh,
she. But didn't she say like an advertisement? Like it didn't look like a. Like something that would be real. I thought she said like a...
Yeah, like
I
a church front.
I don't know.
Maybe I don't I'm really tripping. Understand the link to the church front, though.
Mm-mm. Me neither.
Like where you light your candle or something? Like it looked like that? That's weird. All right. So, interesting. I watched the episode originally with someone who hasn't watched the past two seasons.
Okay.
Oh.
And it was so intriguing to hear her... talk about Phaedra.
Mm-hmm.
She was bringing up things, and I'm sitting over here like, because Phaedra used to be my favorite, and then as time has gone by, I'm like, girl, as much as I love you, I can't front you as lying out here. But it was interesting to see this person sitting next to me, and they were like, oh, you know, it looks like Phaedra cries every single night. Poor Phaedra. You know, she probably, they said she really didn't think she knew what she was getting into.
Just one too heavy.
Ooh. Yeah.
Ooh.
I don't think Phaedra cries. I actually do.
Are you kidding me? I do believe that. Yeah.
Out of like embarrassment.
Honestly, out of embarrassment.
Out of like, what is my life? I think she honestly thought that he would never get caught. I really believe that.
Do you not understand that Phaedra was a part of the scheme? She is not crying every night.
I believe that she is.
Maybe she is from relief that her ass isn't in jail,
yes,
too.
Yes, that she didn't get caught.
But that she could get caught, she has to put this front up that her and Apollo don't love each other and all this stuff, like, oh, I don't know him.
I don't think that bothers Phaedra.
I don't know.
I think it would wear down on someone every night, but I can't see Phaedra putting the boys to bed and soaking her pillow.
Because she doesn't have anyone else's penis to suck.
No, I don't think it's that black and white.
I don't think it bothers Phaedra.
It's gotta bother her a little bit.
No. Like, it's gotta bother her.
She looks at these adorable children every day.
She's got two small kids.
And then on top of that, as a Southern Belle, as all of that,
I know that a lot of that comes with appearance.
Right. Yep.
You gotta keep your appearances right. So, I don't know. I could see her being I don't think it's that crass as, oh, I don't have another man laying next to me.
She said, I don't want my...
ready to move on.
You know, she said, I didn't want my kids to see Apollo at the first prison because it was scary, it was dangerous. I didn't want, as young African-American boys, them to be subjected to the clanking of the jail cells and all that. Now, I know everyone's kind of been mixed on that. Interesting that the girl who was sitting next to me, who didn't know any of the tea between anyone, agreed with that statement. She was like, at their age, they don't need to be... If it's bars, jails, and all that... And she approved, or she felt like, okay, since this jail is a little more family friendlier, then fine to bring the kids. I just thought that was interesting to me. Do you feel like at that young age, it's something that they should be
introduced to.
I just think because the oldest son is aware and knows his father is gone, that he has the right to maintain a relationship with his father.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it's fair to say, like, in Kentucky, like, it was very not a very family-friendly spot. Maybe we're not ready yet. But once he was moved to Fort Dix, you're aware that it's a family-friendly space. You're just, when you see him, you're at a table. There's mm-hmm. no bars around. Like, it's a different environment.
Mm-hmm.
I think she has a responsibility. However, I don't think there's any easy way around it. Like, whether you, if you don't take him to see him and he grows up knowing his dad is in jail but he's not allowed to see him,
he's,
I don't think that's
resent,
any
yeah.
more of a deterrent to, you know, not end up in jail than it is to be seeing your father in jail. So
mm-hmm.
I think there's arguments on both sides, and in the end what matters the most is that he has a relationship with his father.
Yes.
And I think to me the best way to avoid problems is that he can talk about it, and
mm-hmm.
he can talk to his father about it. He can be mad at his father about it. He can come home and be mad with
his
mom.
But you don't want that resentment.
But you don't want the resentment that
either.
He didn't have a chance to
right.
communicate anything or be there.
Uh-huh,
so
I
just
agree.
Think he's at an age that he's old enough to at least know and see and say, hey, daddy, this sucks. Okay, I'm bored. Let's go home. I'm five. Like
literally. And mommy didn't bring my Thomas the Tank
you know,
engine.
Like,
they ain't gonna let them bring that
yeah.
in.
Yeah, and it can't go in, so yeah.
So Phaedra, the mom, and the boys, they take their trip to Fort Dix.
Fort Dix.
Aiden and Dylan. This was just adorable
the
whole
so
way through.
They were so cute.
Literally, I cannot handle those
little
two.
Dylan
like,
wants to make out with everybody.
Melt.
Yes, he wants to kiss everyone.
He's just like, kiss
heart
me.
Melt.
He was so cute.
Like, on the ground. Like,
so cute.
Those kids are such pick-me-ups. I can imagine, like, having a crappy day.
Yep.
And they just
so
funny. You
when you come home.
Yeah. So like,
cute.
They're so
sweet.
Adorable.
Phaedra's mom was reading 91 Psalms.
Just casually reading 91
yeah.
Psalms.
Hey. You know, yeah.
Sometimes it be like that, though. Sometimes you do casually read.
What we about to walk into tomorrow, y'all.
91 Psalms.
I don't know that one by heart. I want to know if that was like a specific dig.
For the producers.
Like, why is it 91 Psalms exactly?
Like, yay, though thy mate may be.
Now, that cab driver said it was only going to take 53 minutes.
But it seemed like it took like 5 hours.
Because they left at 6:30 and they didn't get there till 8:15.
Yeah, I was like, wait, are we? Because Phaedra had her hair this same exact, I think they shot it wrong. She had her hair the same exact way, the same makeup, everything when they shot the scene before they went to bed and then when they woke up.
Mm.
I was like, something right here.
Oh, she was reading a good scripture, y'all. Okay. He is my refuge and my fortress, my God
Come on.
In whom I trust.
Come on.
Okay. I mean, I'm assuming that which verse, I don't know which verse she was reading, but you know.
The most shocking thing of this episode was Phaedra comes back in the car with the boys. And you, I mean, you would have thought the boys came from
like,
day camp.
Yeah, whatever. Like, hey.
Hello.
How was it, Aiden?
Cool.
I hated my dad's haircut.
Yeah, like
what
a mohawk.
What the hell is Apollo doing in there with the mohawk?
Hey.
Someone had turned Apollo out.
He's in prison.
Something happened.
It ain't mohawk, honey. It's
what?
A faux hawk.
Someone did Apollo out.
If anything, one certainly was in prison.
Question for
Allegedly.
You guys, though. Because... You know, there's only one family in my family who went through a divorce. And it was really interesting
wow.
to see how they went through that.
I was gonna say, nobody divorced in mine either.
Isn't it? It's just strange.
They
but
just don't get married or they stay married forever.
My parents are divorced.
They
I'm
broke
divorced
up,
too.
Though. There was kind of this thing of, like, saying something to the kids so that the kids would feel some sort of way about the other parent.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like today
no,
we
you
saw...
No, don't do nothing like that.
I felt like today we saw that a little bit
with
Phaedra's mother
yep.
when she asked, you know, did you have fun or something like that? And Dylan said, no, I just wanted to leave and open the door. And she just had this little smirk on her face and it was almost...
Mm-hmm. Like I
but
thought
she
that
didn't
they
encourage
were,
it.
She didn't encourage it, but
she just laughed.
But she did seem to delight in it. Just
yes,
a little
she did.
Bit.
And I thought that they would have the adult conversation
as a pastor
apart from the children. It would have been like, oh, well, did you enjoy daddy? Did you miss, you know, all of that? And then we would have had a scene of her and her mom sitting down and like giving
but they didn't
us
really
the
have
real
adult conversation.
Gritty.
Yeah,
in
it was just
them.
The divorcing, but she didn't speak
she didn't
on.
She
said the papers.
Those papers.
Very shallow. Yeah.
And the way that she talked, we all know the attention span of children.
Yeah.
The way that Phaedra got that. that across to her mom was so like staccato. It wasn't like a full sentence where you'd be in mommy's business. She was like, and he's still.
But her mother's reaction to certain things, I felt papers. Like she should have.
They can
she
see came, grandma's face.
She came in, but for us, there's cameras there.
Well, yeah,
it's not
we
about
know
the
how
kids.
Shady she
exactly.
was. But I mean,
so that's what I'm talking about. Like, you should have saved that for when you and Phaedra were having a sit down.
She can't control her emotions, apparently.
Come on, Pastor.
When you've reached a certain age, you don't answer to anyone.
And I can't wait to reach
and everything
that age,
is off
limits. Like,
30
whatever.
Was that for me.
Literally, just.
No, I'm still very cognizant of people and trying to be nice, but you hit,
I'm
hit
trying.
60.
You
and
hit
I'll
a certain
retire,
age, and there
like,
is everything is off.
Girl.
I've had professors say off the wall things to me in undergrad. I just tried on a top at down at the Topanga Mall, and this woman was complimenting me on the top, and she said, "Now, is it a bra?" But the way she said it was so condescending, like a little dig. And I'm like,
sure
no, this is a top.
Out.
And she's like, kind of like, oh, well, that's cute for you type thing. But hey, I laugh at things like that. I get it.
Speaking of what's not cute, is so we saw Candy. And I know, you know, I don't want to speak on a pregnant woman, but I'm just saying, girl, what is going on with that stomach? It looked like John Stamos' stomach. I was just like.
Well, she is preggers with little A.
Have you seen a stomach, a pregnant stomach?
I mean,
I have seen
happen
some.
To your stomach, okay? Your belly button shifts sometimes. It's
she's
comes
of
in,
a particular age.
She's of a particular age. You don't
so
know what she has.
Those
what did it look like?
All those black
I didn't
dots.
See it. I didn't see it.
Are those
see
like
it.
Because like
away.
It gets bigger and like
looked,
the hair follicles?
It was very discolored, and she probably has some hair on her stomach, and it looks like maybe there were hair
I have seen some stomachs that I've been like, whoa. Whoa there.
I've seen the aftermath, like, you know.
Yeah, but I mean,
which
that's
is
just,
expected.
But even
that's what
like,
comes
it stretches
with it.
And it just is what it is. You
I've seen someone have a
Jesse,
Tweety Bird.
It changed your life, huh?
Girl, I mean clearly, no vagina.
I went to high school with a girl who had a Tweety Bird tattoo on her lower stomach, and then after
now
she had,
on her neck.
It looks like a balls up Cheeto. Oh. No, it looked like a, like, because she had good snapback, but it didn't snap back to Tweety. It looks like a Cheeto.
A dehydrated Tweety. So
I'm just saying.
Dr. Jackie.
But that's what happens.
Dr. Jackie, her mother's in the room and you out here giving like sex tips.
No,
like,
Dr. Jackie, you're wearing a summer Easter dress with no sleeves and you've
same.
Got on like
boots.
Patent leather boots
I
to your knee. With stilettos.
Like, what the hell does what? Dr. Jackie
I didn't even pay attention
first
to that.
First of all, I watched the scene and as soon as I saw Todd and them get out the car, I was like, okay, I'm gonna go get some water. I'm about to go get my curlers to roll my hair up for the night. I did everything except for watch that scene. No thanks, Todd. Bye, Todd.
Do you all like Todd? Because I was just sharing with English. I was talking to like a little, I had like a little Real Housewives of Atlanta little focus group that I was talking to. Homemade, you know, just sitting around watching. And a lot of people surprisingly don't. They said, like one of my friends was like, I think Mama Joyce was on to something. I don't have any
I don't have any issues with Todd.
I feel like 75% of the fan base doesn't care for Todd. Mm-hmm. And the rest is like, I mean, okay.
I never even gave it any thought.
I don't care about Todd. I think he's fine. She's happy.
Too.
She doesn't care. I think it was all made up so that they had another storyline to
too.
Do another show.
And Candy seems like she has a very discerning spirit. In the event that Todd does turn out to be a frog instead of Prince Charming.
She already signed the prenup.
It's not like
who
she's
cares?
Liquidating any assets. Like, no. Kick him out of the estate and go about your business.
Candy had two men that passed away.
One.
Her brother
and her,
but then
okay.
her fiance.
And then the guy that was on
within
the show.
Within the same 2 years, right? Her brother.
No, her brother died when she was young.
Her brother was like before Escape
before
got signed.
Someone
escape.
Tried telling me that it was two people that passed away.
No. She was like singing.
Candy's not some black widow. Listen, her this isn't Eve's Bayou with Aunt Moselle.
Right?
Her She's same, not some type
her
of
her same situation is like what happened with Monica. And I think a lot of people like
relate to that.
Now,
except that was Monica's brother that
And Monica's guy was the suicide.
Suicide.
Yeah.
Not her brother.
No, that's what I'm saying. It wasn't her brother.
Yeah. But then on top of that, Candy's guy, AJ, was gunned down.
He was
right. Monica's was a suicide. That's two totally
with
different
her
things.
Her sitting there next to him. So.
And she had just lost her grandmother and an aunt or something. Like this all happened in 3 months. Mm. Within a 3 month span. So
when we did WAG's after show, there was something on
did
that
I tell
where
you
they
I saw one of those girls.
Which one?
Mm. I can't remember her name. She was like a model. I saw her Grammy weekend.
Natalie?
No.
Yes, I saw her
the
with
model that was
her
desperate
black guy.
To get married.
Oh yeah.
Oh my gosh. Wait, speaking he of Natalie, fine. Have you seen that preview of Natalie Nunn on that new mother daughter yes. show?
She's getting into it with Kim Richards.
Wait,
right?
She's on that with
wait,
New York.
Listen. And Kim Richards, I was like, what the hell?
I
she did
still.
Not back down.
Kim Richards went in on Natalie Nunn.
They were face to face.
She went
to
in
see
on that
it.
Coloring
she,
book author.
She took her sweater off and everything. Like Kim Richards was not about to have it.
I didn't see the clip, but I saw the story
you
for
have
it.
To see the clip it I'm was excited. Fantastic
everyone go support Natalie Nunn she wrote a coloring book
yay
I didn't know you wrote what? Those I thought you drew them
oh she no she's gonna come book. For you again Jesse
that's why I said
wait
it.
Natalie does, has beef with you
girl she mad because she wrote a coloring book and I talked about that the front page looked like she printed off a Xerox machine like I can't
and she was never pregnant
Natalie if you're watching your husband is so attractive
he is fine
he
that's
is
the best thing you got
I
going for you girl
I love looking at him
he's a beautiful
even though
man.
He, they say that she
Are
bought him in Brazil
oh Jesus Lord
she bought her butt.
But she's the one that came out to say that Amina has a green card and that's why she, her, Peter, and Tara are doing this whole thing.
Hey, if that's what she needs to do to stay in the States, do what you gotta do. At least that gives me a reason and
well,
not
now,
that you're just stupid.
Right.
But
well,
you
now,
out here killing
if,
babies
if,
and shit, I can't.
If Trump wins, we gonna be, a lot of people are gonna be like, you know what, I
if
don't need this
wins?
Green card anymore.
I'm gonna be like, I'm a New Zealander. Bye.
I'm not even entertaining
Wait,
that.
Okay, so the WAGS thing, right? Now, on WAGS, they talked about a push gift.
Yes.
They talk about
That's
that on
everywhere.
A lot of shows.
Really?
Every reality yes. show talks about a push
That's
gift.
Normal.
Tamar and Vince talked about
a push gift,
when
yeah.
little Logan was
yes,
born.
Yes, honey, you get a push
you
gift.
You hear it everywhere.
If
heard
I'm
it
pushing
everywhere.
That thing out of my cooter,
Your
you give
husband's
me a push
supposed
gift.
To give a gift?
Yes.
Interesting.
And that's actually as old as I guess it didn't have a name until it became popular by pop culture, but a lot of people did that.
Isn't the man
Isn't
like supposed
like
to be taking
Jewish
care of a woman
thing?
The whole time she's pregnant? So it's like,
yeah,
and
no,
then I'm going to buy
but
you
it's
done.
Not the same.
Men are supposed to
but
do a lot
But when you
of
go
things.
Through a 30 or 70 hour labor,
it's a different situation.
You want a diamond or something
a
at
range
the end
or
of
something.
The, at the
See,
end
that's
of the
why
road.
I'm gay, because I can't.
like, and Mama Joy said it can't be no
I
one.
I can wear it. She don't
She can't be telling Todd what to give her when she got that ring.
I'm mad she be talking to Todd the way she talking. I'm like, bitch, do you remember
friends.
Last season?
Right. We love each other.
Right.
It's all a part
Mama
of the
Joy
game.
Has a new waistline and a new man in her life.
And a nice mm-hmm. wig, so she
And a
good.
New human hair, full, illustrious bob with the Muffy from Arthur Bang.
She be
she
taking
is.
Them, what's it called?
Jusuru.
That's how she can move them hips like that.
All
right,
ew.
So Phaedra meets up with Candy, and they're talking about the Jamaica
ketchup. That seems
ketchup.
So contrived to me. Nothing
so.
About that seemed genuine to me.
Including
Here's the thing.
Phaedra's
It seemed deranged.
Feathered.
They didn't have that chemistry
sure.
like they used to.
But
it
the
just
thing
was
is,
kind of like, you want some water.
But don't you guys have friends where you guys were really close with them in the past, and you guys go your
Shit
separate ways
Shit goes down,
or whatever,
and then you try to make it work again,
and
it'll never
still
be
cool,
the same again.
Yeah.
Yep.
You well, know? Actually, I've grown from that, and I get called.
I'm mad you spoke. To the camera.
Thank you.
I get called
Thank you, Courtney.
Very callous for that. I actually get, but I'm not interested. Typically, if bridges are burned, typically I have no interest in rebuilding the bridge. That's just me in my adult life. Like, that's just how I am. Because in my opinion, and you guys could say what you want, and I'm not, this isn't me trying to control my own narrative, but in my opinion, a lot of the times if a bridge is burned with me, you're the offender. Just a lot of times, because I treat people with respect and I treat people with dignity, and I try to do unto others as I'd have them do unto me.
Well,
so
I will say to that, as you get a little bit older, because I have you by a few years, that
come on, Maya Angelou, now.
Right. That's who you're giving. That's
well,
who you're saying.
What can happen is that you are really tight, and just like with family members
yes.
and things like that, sometimes
yes.
things go awry, and mm-hmm. really, it's not any one person's fault. It mm-hmm. kind of ends up
it's
actually
just
being
a situation.
It's just a situation that, you know what? It's
and
just,
at the
you
end
just
of the
didn't
day,
fall on the same. At the end of the day, you
it's
still
not
love
even
them.
Serious.
It's not. It may not, or it may have been serious.
Right.
It could have been
interest.
Serious, or it could have been not that serious, but in the end, the love is still there. It'll never be the same. Again, because mm-hmm. something is forever changed, mm-hmm. but it's
that
still
is true.
Worth saving.
No, I do have mm-hmm. one friend like that, my old college roommate. I have one person like that. Mm. Where we don't have each other's number, but we communicate through
yeah.
social media.
And you still.
And because too much damage has been done.
Mm. Speaking of damage.
But we're still cool.
Miss Kim Fields. Although I gotta say, I really love her outdoor workspace. I thought that was really cute.
Except I don't know if I work on a porch in Georgia. It's hot. It's humid. You ain't got your computer and stuff outside on the front porch.
Well, remember, they
were
filming this in fall. Because their next episode is like Christmas.
That shit'll rain.
Oh, yeah.
So then it was winter. Yeah, no.
Well,
it wasn't even a screened in porch.
Maybe it was brisk.
Maybe it was warm out.
Ain't nobody working on their porch barefoot because she ain't have no shoes on.
She's like that kind of girl.
No.
She's like Indiana.
I feel like Oprah would walk outside barefoot on her porch.
Not in Georgia. She in California, Montecito.
Eating her bread. Eating her Weight Watchers.
I can eat bread.
Counting her porch.
I can eat bread. Oh, that's that commercial.
But I still lose
weight. But I'm mad right after that commercial, Weight Watchers went $70 million.
I'm not mad, I don't have no shares.
Let's talk about this commercial. So
that is not a commercial. Yes. It's
first of all,
commercial.
I'm mad they had all these cameras there, and the shit ends up looking like it was filmed on a GoPro.
It looks like it was filmed on an iPhone. Are you kidding me?
It reminds me of an underground project.
I thought it was going to be like a luxurious video, fun and beautiful-esque. We barely saw any of the island. We could have shot that in Malibu.
If I was Big Mal, I would be real upset that nobody checked me for my makeup
or my facial expression,
Or Cynthia's hair. There was just so many.
Cynthia had her hair braided and she dipped it in water so it could give that crinkly beach effect.
And that hip hop song in the background.
I didn't even hear that.
Well, so here's the thing.
I tweeted the commercial.
Tweeted the full one.
And Courtney didn't even watch it because she was cooking.
I had to eat. I was hungry.
So for everyone who thinks that we'd be talking about Real Housewives, Love and Hip Hop, or whatever. Whatever this shit is, all week long, way down. So I actually like the commercial better on the show than what Char had tweeted, because what he tweeted was a minute long of like Cynthia putting the glasses on, taking them off, putting them on,
long.
Taking
it
them off.
It could have been a 25 second ad.
It's supposed to be
30
seconds.
It's a whole minute, and it's a lot of that. That's what it is. And Portia taking selfies.
And then what? Sheree's husband or ex? What's
Bob.
He gets more time than half the other girls.
Yes. And then stupid Greg running across the sand.
That was hilarious.
That makes me laugh still every time I see it.
Portia's boobs were the best part of the thing.
I thought it was going to be more of a luxurious video. If this is like a luxury.
Eyewear, and it's not going to be fun.
It's
beautiful. Bravo paid for the commercial.
I don't think they paid anything, and that's why it was probably wet.
It reminded me of something that I did in undergrad for TV Production 1 with the school camera.
She said one.
With the school camera, and I pieced it together with Final Cut Pro.
With that little iMovie.
I never worked iMovie. I only did GarageBand certain things, and I did.
You would like iMovie. Because it's very
easy.
I like it.
User friendly.
I also like Kim's voiceover better than the one.
The British lighty.
Yeah, because in the one that's out there, if you Google it, it's like Cynthia Bailey eyeglasses. It's like Karen Hugler's doing it. Cynthia Bailey eyeglasses for your luxurious.
I just determined that now that you guys are telling me that it was a minute long and there was a British woman doing it, perhaps it was for something overseas and not meant for America, and that's why it went the way that it went.
And let me tell you something, Americans, if they got $300 to spend on eyewear, where it is going towards Dior or something.
Are those glasses $300?
Yeah,
$325. You're lying.
No, they're expensive.
They're triple digit.
No.
But like, if it's gonna be overseas, get like a real. It sounded like she like said it into Siri, and it was like an English version of Siri. Like Cynthia Bailey eyeglass wear.
It was robotic.
It was bad. It was really bad.
But yeah, those glasses are pricey.
No, I'm not paying.
And they're
for
cute,
$300
but they're like
for Cynthia Bailey.
They're
eyewear.
Like get them at what's the shoe store? Aldo's cute. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
she might not have been able to get that merchandising deal though. Like that would be a big deal.
But she could have got a situation with H&M. I feel Cynthia could have had a cute little eyeglass wear.
You know how Target does a lot of those like little designers, small designers.
Yeah. Maroon 5, Nicki Minaj.
Like a nice collabo with a Target.
Like Isaac Mizrahi did a whole like line. Like a lot of fashion designers do small like Project Runway.
But
they
Bravo,
use a lot of those.
Being
people.
Signed to Bravo usually, like when you're signed to a network, certain things.
But that's probably why she ended up with like Sunglass Hut level stuff, because that's like still a smaller market. It's not quite as big of a retailer. Mm-hmm.
But Sunglass Hut carries Dior or Chanel glasses.
Yeah, so she gets to be high end. But they're still a smaller retailer
than
like a Target.
Really well, actually, if you work at Sunglass Hut, I heard you get really good benefits and you get whole cute little
not
situation.
Benefits now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that would be the most boring thing ever.
You might as well work at a mattress store.
The Swarovski crystals, I always think. Like, who's Pandora. Going to the fucking mall and buying them?
Because, like, you'll be in the mall and nobody's almost ever in those places, and you're just like, if I had to stand
Pandora's
there.
Usually
no, people
busy,
love
though.
Pandora.
Yeah, bitch, everyone be getting in.
All the time.
Yeah.
I don't like
I need another charm. I need another baby foot charm and a boyfriend
it's so
charm.
So tacky.
So, do we feel like Kim...
No, thank you.
Honestly, like, I'm kind of questioning her credibility after watching that commercial.
Everybody's not a commercial she director. Just because you can direct a
can
sitcom
you
doesn't
Kenya?
Mean you can do a commercial.
No.
Well, Kenya's hair commercial.
I mean, the whole thing was super contrived. Did you hear her talking to her producer and he was like trying to give her feedback on Kenya? Was like, what in the world? Yeah, what are you guys talking about? What are you talking about?
The best part of the commercial was when, but it was so far back, when Cynthia was on that island thing with the blue Beyonce standing in a sundress.
Which is what we thought the whole thing was going to be.
And it just should have been her walking down the pier. End of story. All right, so now we get Kenya and Matt, which I have to say, there's something about Matt that I love, and there's something about him that I just
wait, what do you love
question.
About
there
Matt?
There is something he's, endearing,
there's something endearing
but, like,
about
there's
him.
Something weird also.
Like, he's standing like he's gonna kill someone all the time, like...
He seems creepy, but then at the same time,
creepy.
It's like, are you...
So
he seems
that
like he's
eyebrow situation...
He seems like he's impossible to break up with.
Oh, he is horrible.
Oh, wow.
He does
seems
get
like he'll be impossible to
Kenya,
break up with.
I told you I ain't never going to leave you.
I thought you
I ain't
my
gonna
wife.
Be that man.
Yeah, I'll build the house for you.
First of all, our first like date, don't take me on a fondue trip and then talk about Mr. and Mrs.
fondue trip.
Whatever it is.
I'm on land and sand.
No, talking about Mr. and Mrs. Jordan are here.
Well, she likes that, though.
She likes
that.
Like,
oh, you think of me that way?
I can't get with Matt. I can't.
There's
either.
Something weird.
He makes
it's
like...
It's just something endearing. Like, I don't think he's a grand person.
He is the quintessential annoying... Like, just make you want to throw up in your mouth kind of guy.
He's too tall, too chocolate, and
too dumb.
Body
there's,
made
there's
to
no
be
such
not
thing
sexy.
As chocolate, too tall, and
what, that's
chocolate.
What I'm saying.
There's
he's got too
no
much of that to not
them.
Be sexy.
You, there
there's
you go.
Nothing sexy
and
about
his
him.
His personality is so quirky, and those
yeah.
facial expressions, and all. He got to go.
It's
get him,
weird.
Throw
I don't
him
know
off
what it
the
is,
boat.
Though.
I don't like him and Kenya together. I don't think there's a connection there. I also
don't
like that he says.
And I don't see them together think it's hot.
Yeah, I also don't like that he said, yeah, you usually don't come around unless I'm working, because I feel like Kenya is that person
yes,
that it's almost
that
like do you like him
that.
Or are you using him?
And then her story, what she told Aunt Lori
when they got in the fight,
Aunt Lori was reading her
I was
ass
like,
so
what?
Aunt Lori came through with the love don't cost a thing
okay.
Paddington Bear like
thing, wait shut thing, up Paddington thing, Bear thing. Gloves and everything because she sure
see
did
see the money that she it was very MJB of her too
oh my gosh
very MJB
let's get this
don't give her Paddington Bear. She came in like, hi.
First of all, don't give too much to your house, Kenya. You're talking about it's almost done.
But the plumbing isn't done. I'm sorry. The plumbing is like baseline. Like the plumbing.
She's so worried about the outside. Because the outside, you would think, oh my gosh. Then you walk in, there's no.
But hold up. When the house is done, that's going to be a cute ass house.
It'll be nice.
It's just going to be another modern home.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's cute.
When will we see it?
Down in the puddle.
3 seasons from now.
So while Kenya very well might end up, will most likely end up biting her damn tongue for the jokes that she was cracking on Chateau Charest.
Mm-hmm.
But we still ain't seen Chateau Charest, so.
I know.
Mm. But that's been 5 years.
That can be a sign for what's to come with Kenya.
Well,
maybe
but we saw what
season.
You tweeted or you wrote us. The conversation between Kim and Charest and saying, you know, hopefully that her, Nene, and Kim could all be back on the show. Then she
I don't
could
want
probably
Kim
finish.
Zolciak back on the
then
show.
She could probably finish Chateau Charest. Then because
yeah,
she'll
be
collecting.
Kim
I don't want Kim Zolciak Berman on back on Real
she's
Housewives
not the
of
same.
Atlanta.
She fits
like,
on her own.
She
show.
Has her husband and that village of children,
yeah,
and she can keep it.
Six babies.
I'm not interested on her back on this
I
show.
I like her show, though. I watch it.
Still?
Yeah, I watch it sometimes.
I think it's cute. When I'm
me
like
either, Jesse.
It's cute.
So they go on a date to this fondue situation. He
the
makes this comment.
Pack. Big boot to the fondue.
He's an old man now, and I just need an old lady.
Watch what you're saying.
Chuck,
you
please.
He gets tired around 8 or 9, and that's because she got you working all the damn time. And Kenya talking about, like, this was so not sexy. You know, I'm on medications now and, like, planting my eggs. And, like, it's like, okay, whoa.
Maybe he's actually 40 and he's pretending to be 27 so that there's
no,
a storyline.
No, he's
line.
Dumb. He's 27. He's a doofus. And she was like, it's like she, like, curates the whole relationship. Like, do you want to come and sit next to me so we can...
That really...
Who said
that?
that honestly, on a date as a woman?
As a woman. I felt he should have been the one like...
Like, come over here, baby.
Come, or I'm going to come sit next to you.
I'm going to come sit next to you so we can share
but
this
dessert.
But
then I would have been grossed out if he said
exactly.
it.
Exactly. But he should do that. He should.
There is something kind of creepy.
I don't know why. I just don't.
Oh, Portia, I love you to death, but girl... The dog poop thing, I was just like, I know she left that dog poop sitting around for too long.
She only we saw one tissue pickup.
And then you take the thing and just clean the floor with the towel. Like, girl, you gotta spray something.
Yes, we need some disinfectant.
Raising two dogs like raising two children.
No, it's not.
At all.
You can put your dog in a
cage.
And
okay.
Leave it
yes.
At
home. Yes.
With a bowl of food.
If you do that to an infant, it's child abuse. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So then
well,
we see.
Depending on who you ask, that may be dog abuse too. Sorry, I'm on the shade room.
If they're kennel trained, it is not.
Under
dog
what?
Abuse.
I'll tell you after the show. It's something that really just.
Photos. Portia says she's going slow and steady with Oliver.
Uh-huh.
And then we see this photo shoot she's doing for Naked Lingerie, which the picture
Smart
came
move.
Out. And I mean. Her and Cynthia looked real cute.
In spite of the highlighter hair.
Until Shar pointed out her damn wig.
It bothered me.
Cynthia's highlights were not done properly.
No, they
weren't. Her roots. Oh my gosh, it bothered me. It is a
like
method to
realness.
Like, when
people have those cheetah print...
bad dye jobs.
Oh my gosh. It looks like Jersey Shore girls. Mm. That's what it looks like.
The only thing that bothered me about the print ad was Cynthia's rootage. One side was, like, all blonde for the root, and then the other had, like, these, like, 1997 streak type
Blame
things.
The editor.
I just didn't like it. That's something that's... I pay attention to detail like that.
Bad Photoshop.
But they looked great.
But they
Portia's
looked amazing.
Body
I think
fantastic.
Portia looks fantastic.
Another
Cynthia's
one of the
beautiful.
Girls from another show that Carlos King does, Selling It All in the ATL or something.
Oh.
He had her... Or she was in the shoot. She was like the
I loved
more
all
plus
her models.
Girl.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Different shapes, different complexions.
Yeah.
That's important.
What did you think about her manager saying he... thinks that it shouldn't be big booty models because what do you want? Neiman Marcus or I didn't remember what the other thing he said about.
But now a lot of these lines are having Neiman Marcus plus size or
but there is a difference.
There is a difference.
There is a difference. I think what he was saying, he was referring to the trend that's really running rampant in Georgia in particular.
Like if K. Michelle was her model?
Artificial, like super constructed, ridiculous
exaggerated bodies.
Exaggerated
right.
bodies.
Versus, it's one thing to be curvy plus size versus
exactly.
these purposely exaggerated
yeah, no,
sexual.
Not,
and I think
and
that's
no,
what
that's
he was
what,
going for.
Oh, was
he was,
okay,
I think that's what he was
like,
talking
hold
about.
Hold on. Yeah, nobody wants Kim Kardashian. Like,
yeah.
these unrealistic
not
body
even Kim.
Types.
Kim is more so looked at as normal. I'm talking about Kimberly. I love K. Michelle's music, but K. Michelle,
she's
I always get a flashback
really
to that BET award
yeah,
performance last
front,
year.
Her booty was still
but even the picture Kim Kardashian just posted.
There's nothing natural. Well, that's not normal. She never has looked natural.
We see
like
this...
Black China and all those like
exactly.
China looks
no,
like
so it's like are
but
we going
no.
that route or are we going
right.
so you have to watch who you market to because if I see them advertising lingerie me personally I'm not gonna buy it because I feel like that ain't for me
but
no,
Cynthia Bailey wearing it
yes.
means something else.
They also have this funny thing where Portia said it's not in cement but it wasn't in concrete. It wasn't in stone.
Cement?
She meant set in stone.
I meant cement, but set in stone.
Brains of a paper cup.
And they all laughed like that was, I have a brain of a paper cup. Girl, that
Jesus.
Was not a compliment. Like, why are you laughing?
It was funny, though.
I was watching the show with my homegirl. She said, shout out to Dwayne, who did the photo shoot. He works for Rolling Out, and he loves Dr. Pepper.
Oh, okay.
So there you have that.
Right.
And
so
then,
what else is going on?
So what else is going on? I mean, on that note, let's just head into what?
Predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I can't read it either.
But
I don't know why.
I don't even know what Caitlin wrote this
post. I can see one word, Lord.
Next week, Peter gets a massage and Peter got some cakes.
Yeah, Peter got some booty cheeks.
Ow.
This is already the season
I did not
finale.
Like when he
and it don't
off.
Look like a season finale.
No.
I feel like they're leaving us hanging. But the peak of this entire season was Jamaica.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Without Jamaica, Jesus.
It would be nada. But thank God it's over already. And they didn't
Seriously,
try to keep
been,
dragging it out. Like
I've been waiting for this
to
be
about.
Over too. I'm hoping that the reunion will be two-part.
Which I think it might be because the last I saw is that Real Housewives ends the last Sunday in March.
But
so.
Then that would mean there's three because...
No. Unless there's another award show.
There's three more Sundays.
Right, so next week's the finale, then two reunions.
Oh, gotcha.
BET Awards, when is that?
BET Awards is in June.
Oh, but what else do they have? Like, what are they going to talk about the reunion? Because nothing really happened this season if we do a reunion.
It'll be Kenya versus Kim, but that's one episode.
And isn't Lanithia going to be there?
And then Nene comes.
So Nene's probably just going to read everybody or read
people. That's good enough for me. I need it.
It'll at least be entertaining.
It needs to be funny.
Yeah,
well, I don't like. I need new Nene memes. Like without,
but she's
Nene,
not gonna do it. She'll be like, oh, I,
oh yeah,
you
she's
guys.
On a different level.
She's
now.
She's in a different place. So I don't know.
Portia doesn't know when her last cycle was.
Ooh, Portia's
typical
pregnant.
Typical Portia.
Yeah,
right.
Portia ain't no damn pregnant.
She ain't pregnant.
Oliver,
stop trying to sell it.
Kenya shows up to this Christmas party dressed as the Grinch, female Grinch.
I mean, it was cute. Good makeup job. Yeah. It worked.
That fits me.
I can't believe she. Actually, I can.
Tammy shows up.
I thought Tammy looked good with her big braids.
Yeah, her hair is cute. With Bob, though, Sheree was like, hi.
Hey.
Ho.
Hello.
Hey, ho.
We get Candy and Nene talking.
And Candy is not having any.
That looked hilarious.
When Candy talks from the side of her mouth, you know that there's going to be.
That looks
hilarious. She's like, why are you all next to me?
They don't like it. Well, Candy don't like Nene, and she's never made that a secret.
But, and it's so funny that Nene, every time she references Candy, she's like, every time Candy talks, she just makes all of these faces.
Because she don't like you.
It's so true.
So funny.
It's
true. Candy's like, and what? Like, her mouth is just so wide.
I remember when they got in each other's face in that first episode, and Candy had her short hair.
That was legendary.
And then last but not least,
someone just said that. Because it makes sense now. You know Brian Pumper, he's a porn star.
I actually saw him in North Hollywood.
I've seen him at the mall.
That is who Kenya's boyfriend reminds.
No, he wish he could be like Brian Pumper.
No, not look-wise. Remember
First of all,
Brian Pumper
is the brokest. He was just, I just saw him 4 hours ago in North Hollywood train station, sitting outside waiting on a bus.
Did he have on all white and his gold
He had his white tank top, his fake-ass chain.
Wait, no, he always has on that 50 Cent style
The last
white
time
beater.
I saw Brian Pumper, I've never seen him in person, but I saw him with women on leashes and women walking around
and they were
all
eating
fours.
His ass out.
Oh.
Wait, hold on. Let's not even...
First of all, my homegirl did a whole prank scare thing with
there
Brian Pumper on the phone.
There was a meme for him. Like, you've never been to LA if you've never seen this guy.
But
and
it's so
him.
True.
It's
but
true.
Whoever said that
him.
In the live feed, I totally agree. I can totally see.
He looks like Brian Pumper.
Doesn't look like
he
it gives off that affectation.
Corny guy.
Corny.
Yeah, corny as hell.
Wife beaters and corny.
Matt, I give you more than that.
But there's girls that like Brian Pumper, which is so weird, and there's girls that like Matt. So, hey, there's somebody for everybody.
You know, who's
not for us.
On that note, let's head into what? Oh, we done. So,
oh, we done.
Shit.
On
fuck
that note, we'll see you next week.
There ain't no
Bye.
Question.
Bye. Make sure you guys hit us up at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You guys can tweet me at DJ Jesse J.
I'm at Stuart Starlet.
I'm at Pink English on Instagram, on Twitter, English Speaks.
Char says so on everything.
Till next week, same time, same place. Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.